This is Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time now for the Outdoorsman Radio Show with your host, Alan Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, working with a little bit of a handicap here this morning. My headphones aren't working very well. I'm not sure if it's the plug, the volume control, both. I'm not sure. Did you feed the squirrel last night, Chris, when you came in?
Yeah, I did.
Huh. I've got the right ear, but I don't have the left ear.
Okay. It could be the plug. I'll have to check during commercial break.
I take it out and put it back in, and it's just everywhere. So we'll do the best with what we've got. 410 WCBM 6. Hi, everybody. Alan Ellis here. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show. We talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors, and our phone number is 410 WCBM 680. I'd like to talk to you about whatever you'd like to talk about this morning. It's kind of wide open here. We've got a lot of things going on in the outdoor world. We've got... we've got some fishing out there finally. I went across the Bay Bridge several times this week, and the fish are still stacked up right there at the Bay Bridge for a couple of different reasons. We heard a very interesting reason last week. There's a theory out there, and I don't know if it's a theory or if it's a fact, but it's been brought into play anyway, that the abundance of dolphins in our bay has pushed some fish to the structure that is offered by the Bay Bridge. There's no other structure out there, so the Bay Bridge is it. So if the fish are trying to hide from something that is chasing them, they get in and amongst the pilings of the Bay Bridge, and it tends to put off the dolphins. Of course, when you're concentrated there, and there's some other reasons, the quote-unquote dead zone, the lack of oxygen at the bottom, dissolved oxygen is kind of keeping them there. And there's probably a few other factors, but they are starting to spread out. There are some fish in Eastern Bay. There are some fish being caught chumming on Love Point. So the fish are starting to spread out a little bit more, but the focus continues to be the pilings at the Bay Bridge and plenty of fish. Plenty of fish. Big white perch out there. If you want to catch some nice white perch, there's channel catfish. Cobia down in Virginia, off Virginia Beach and up by the Bay Bridge Tunnel and so forth. A lot of cobia. Kipta Peak has been named as a hot spot. Cobia like no other year prior from what I'm hearing. So, there's a lot of fishing action out there, and the hot, dry weather has helped, no question. It's helped everything. What we have is evaporation that takes place when the sun is high and there's not a lot of rainfall, and that tends to bring the salinity level up in some areas. But we also have a lot of influx. I was across the Susquehanna on Thursday, and it looks, it still looks almost like coffee with cream in it coming through the gates up there. But it is getting a little better, we hope. We hope, at least that's what we're hearing. So, our phone number here is 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We're getting texts and emails and so forth. And we just heard from Chuck, good morning. And we heard from John B., good morning also. So we'll look at those when we have a little time to respond. So there you are. Hot weather. It has been very, very warm, and that has led Maryland's Department of Natural Resources to launch another awareness campaign to reduce striped bass mortality during the summer fishing season. we killed a lot of fish last year. You get out there and you chum, and you catch fish in hot water and hot weather, and you know, even though you do your best to release them, it's not ideal conditions when the water temperature is high, when the air temperature is high. So a lot of undersized fish perished last year. I'm assuming some will this year, because what they're trying to do is say to you, when it's hot, it's, you know, it's tough for the striped bass to survive. And some of those temperatures are up there right now. So here's what they're doing. They're launching a new awareness campaign to reduce striped bass mortality during summer fishing season. A color-coded recommendation system will advise of fishing conditions, allowing anglers to plan their striped bass fishing trips up to 7 days in advance. So, seasonal high water and air temperature, seasonal high water and air temperatures. Sometimes you've got to decode these press releases. Seasonal high water and air temperatures, as well as low oxygen, can cause fish to become sensitive and stressed, with increased mortality during catch and release fishing. Okay. So, when the water temperature is high and the air temperature is high, oxygen levels are reduced, and that can cause fish to become sensitive and stressed. I think in those conditions they already are sensitive and stressed. Okay? They are in a condition of stress during hot. So you gotta, when you gotta explain the press release, you know, anyway. When it's hot, the water's hot, the air's hot, and the fish aren't used to it. And when that happens, there's not enough oxygen in the water for a stressed fish to survive. So they're already in a condition of stress. They're on the edge of heat stroke. How's that? Does that explain it? You know, when you get hot and you go,
well, I mean, it's the same thing. You get out of a hot shower and you didn't turn the fan on in the bathroom. Then all of a sudden you walk into a very humid area and you're just kind of, it's a little tight.
And then when the smoke alarm goes off because of that,
see,
then you're even more stressed.
Exactly, because you've got that noise.
Yes. But I'm getting too personal.
Yeah, too much information.
So... the department will monitor temperature forecasts and announce a general recommendation each day during the months of July and August using the following advisory system. Red. Air temperatures are forecast at 95 degrees or higher. Anglers are encouraged not to fish for striped bass after 10 a.m., and should target other species. I guess the other species don't feel the stress like striped bass.
Of course not.
No. Yellow. Air temperatures are forecast at 90 to 94 degrees. Anglers should use extreme care when fishing for striped bass. Fish should be kept in the water when caught and released on these days. What if they're legal?
You bring up a very good point.
Green. Fishing conditions are normal. Proper catch and release practices are encouraged. What if they're legal? Announcements will be sent through department emails and social media postings. You on Facebook?
Yes, I do.
There's a poll for our listeners. Let's just take some calls. Yes or no. You don't have to go on the air. Are you ready to take this?
Okay.
Not like I'm springing on you or anything. We've discussed this for hours, this strategy. Take.
You did?
Yeah. Just get a piece of paper.
Okay.
And we'll do it for till the break.
Okay.
Well, we'll do it.
Yeah, because we got a
break here shortly, but mm-hmm. we'll do it a couple times during the show. But we'll make it, you know, maybe from the end of the last break to the next break, 15 minutes or something like that. We'll call a time frame. But we'll ask people to call and say, are you on social media, and do you visit the Department of Natural Resources social sites, or do you visit outdoors-type social sites? I mean, there's zillions of them out there.
I just came up with an idea.
What's that?
You know how you've got the silver alerts and the amber alerts?
Yeah.
DNR could have one for fishing, and that way you could, you know, with your mobile phone, go into DNR, and then that way when DNR has these notifications, they just send it out. And
well, that's good. I mean, you can also, you'll always like their Facebook pages, of course,
mm-hmm.
but they do have the Department of Natural Resources app, which I have on my phone. I hit that little app button right there, and there mm-hmm. it is. Boom.
Oh, okay.
It has all the news. It has fishing, hunting, has my trophy case where I've checked in my deer. You know, it has, you know, all kinds of things on there. And it's a wonderful app. I will give them credit. They put a lot of effort into that. Okay. But I don't have that set up for alerts. You know, I don't want my phone binging every minute. Red alert, don't fish for
crabbers
today.
No, it vibrates, and it sends out a tone, because when I've gotten some for severe thunderstorms.
Oh, yeah,
like,
that,
oh,
yeah, okay, I get that.
And what I'm thinking, if you know, you get the tone, and then, of course, then the vibration, that way if you're out on the water and so forth, you may not hear it, but you'll feel it.
Well, see, I'm willfully uninformed. I don't have the Facebook app on my phone. I don't want to know every time somebody...
What they ate, and then they post it. No,
I don't want to be informed on all that stuff, you know. And I don't have the thunderstorm warning alerts and all that.
It's automatic.
So. Well, maybe so, but
I mean it might
be
built into your phone automatically.
I've got the weather thing, but you know. But anyway, but the question is, and we'll say when to start and when we're going to cut it off here in a minute. Do you use social media to the point where you would appreciate this system? Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay. So if I'm a fisherman, am I going to pay attention to whether it's a red alert or a green alert or a yellow alert and not fish that day?
So it's almost like an honor system.
Yeah, it's an honor system.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, my buddy calls and says, man, we got some legal fish and we're slaying them over here in such and such in Eastern Bay or Love Point or wherever it mm-hmm. might be, you know, and they're biting on X, Y, or Z. You know, come on, the action's hot. Are you going to go, hold on, let me check my red alert or yellow alert system? Or you plan a trip with a charter boat captain. Well, Captain, you know, I noticed on the DNR website that it was a red alert. Are you sure you want to fish for striped bass today? And the captain says, are you? You know.
Well, I mean, at the same time, if the DNR's doing patrolling, it's like, is it really worth rolling a dice and possibly getting caught and maybe a fine?
Doing what?
I'm just thinking with the alerts.
What? For what? Fishing?
Yeah. Fishing
on a red alert?
Yeah.
Nothing illegal about fishing on a red alert. It's just a recommendation.
Exactly. A recommendation
It's
now.
Just a recommendation.
Now.
Now? Oh. So you think the NRP is going to go out there and go, don't you know it's a red alert today?
PETA. Those fish.
I don't give a rat's rear end about PETA.
But I'm just saying.
I don't care.
I understand. But I'm just saying, if they're doing this with deer and everything else, you know,
well,
give them a chance to go after the fish.
Some animal group has done it with cow nose rays.
There you go.
That type of thing.
There you go.
You know, but I understand.
And I understand what you're saying.
I understand the department's concern. Okay. I do. I understand their concern. There is a concern about striped bass right now, and in particular the spawning of striped bass, which is here. This is where it's done. So they don't want us killing a bunch of fish. Announcements will be sent through department emails and social media postings. A weekly forecast will also accompany the Maryland Fishing Report each Wednesday, allowing anglers to plan their fishing around these recommendations. Maryland continues to address the most pressing problems facing the Chesapeake Bay striper population, and that is the significant volume of dead discards in the recreational fishery, where many striped bass are caught and released but do not survive when they are returned to the water. Dead discards. Sounds like you're playing, you know, Rummy or something.
I was going to say it sounds like a card game.
You know, dead discards. Floaters. Floaters. I mean, just say what it is. It's dead discards. They're not dead when they're released. Okay? They die. Then they come to the surface, and they float, hence the name, floaters. Dead discards. As a reminder, non-offset circle hooks are required to be used in the Chesapeake Bay and its tidal tributaries, regardless of targeted species, from May 15th through December 15th when live lining, chumming, or chunking. Live lining is the use of any live fish, such as minnows, bluegill, or spot, as bait on a hook. Chumming or chunking is placing fish, parts of fish, or other natural man-made attractants in the water, not attached to a hook, in order to attract fish to a particular area. When using cut bait, crabs, worms, or other types of bait, a non-offset circle hook or a J-hook must be used. Must. This is weird to me, okay? This whole deal is weird to me. Okay. 410 WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. We appreciate your call if you would like to talk about that. But right now, it's time for us to tell you about Chesapeake Outdoors. They are the closest to the action, Chesapeake Outdoors is, no question about that. They're right there at the Bay Bridge. They know what's going on. They know where the fish are being caught. And they'll tell you. All you got to do is stop by. They've got the bait. They've got the chum. They've got the alewives. They've got anything you could need, want, or imagine for fishing the Chesapeake Bay, the tidal rivers, freshwater areas, snakeheads. It's all right there, Chesapeake Outdoors. Now, where are they located? Route 50 East, exit 39B, Dominion Road exit on Kent Island, Maryland. If you're Googling or GPSing, that's Chester, Maryland. And I'm looking at their ad in Maryland Loves Crabs. I'm looking at the Yeti coolers. I'm looking at the Costa sunglasses. I'm looking at the Grundens. Or Grundoons, however you say it, boots, rain gear, apparel, fish and tackle, everything for archery, which is right around the corner, and free advice, and crab pots and crab traps and live boxes and trot lines and you name it, they've got it. Chesapeake Outdoors, exit 39B, Route 50 East, right across the Bay Bridge, 410-604-2500. Alan Ellis here for Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie Spray-On Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Bedliners rated number one, carrying nationwide lifetime warranty. Linex Spray-On Bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, your crabbing and hunting gear can't hurt your truck bed. Choose the Linex Premium Bedliner or the Linex Extra. Both look great. And Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards. You get it. Catonsville Linex and Bay Linex of Glen Burnie provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex Spray-On Bedliner, truck gear and accessories. Catonsville Linex, new location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill, just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford, 410-455-0800. That's 410-455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. Call 410-789-0199. That's 410-789-0199. Linex.
So we heard from one of our callers in Baltimore.
called me, wanted to get a little advice on snakehead fishing. And they did well, as a matter of fact. I told them a couple of areas that they could go. They went down there, and they did well. And I told them a couple other hot spots when they got back. But I said, all right, if you're going to Cambridge, you got to stop Bay Country Bakery. And they said, we will. And they did. So Bay Country Bakery, you know, continues to expand their reach into the, well, see, I don't know how they're in Dorchester County, right? And then the people that drive by from all over the state on the way to the beach or whatever, they'll stop there and get their donuts, and then, you know, that becomes a stop on their way. And the locals all know how good their stuff is. What we're trying to do is not just take them across Maryland and the Delmarva Peninsula, but we're actually on a top secret project. We're working with NASA to go intergalactic.
So New Jersey's not good enough.
New Jersey's not even in the same galaxy.
What?
So, anyway. I know people from Jersey. I've been to Jersey.
There you go.
we just got back from Jersey. So, anyway, Bay Country Bakery loaded. Loaded. I had a maple donut the other day. I did. Yep. Maple frosted donut with slivered almonds on top. My favorite. You know the sad part, though?
What?
Today's the last day. We're going to be talking about them for a while. Unless, of course, Dave says, Alan, it's working.
Well, people eat donuts in the summer.
Well, yeah, I know they eat donuts in the summer. See what happened? It was like a trial the first time.
Oh, okay.
And now it's, you know, it's, anyway. But anyway, when I'm on Route 50, just like I did the other day, I was headed to Crisfield. I stopped right through the drive-thru. Maple donut, please. Cup of coffee. On my way. Done. 2951 Coastal Highway, just through Cambridge on Route 50 East. Think about Big Donut. You know why? Because there's a big pink frosted donut on the side of the building, and that's how you find it. Visit their website, like their Facebook page, Bay Country Bakery. Be sure to stop by, say hello. Maybe you'll see Robin and me there.
If you're a working man and your truck breaks down, you only need to know one repair shop, W&W Tire and Auto Service in Finksburg. They built your reputation on getting you in, fixed, and out the door quickly, efficiently, and at a very competitive price. Bridgestone and Firestone tires for pickups, SUVs, and commercial vehicles, large trucks, motorhomes, even diesel engines are no problem. W&W Tire and Auto Service on Route 140, 3233 Baltimore Boulevard in Finksburg. Just look for that big American flag. Call for an appointment, 410-833-8410, W&W Tire and Auto.
Talk Radio 680, WCBM.
Put me on a mountain, way back in the backwoods. Put me on a lake with a big one on the line. Put me around a campfire, cooking something I just cleaned. You do your thing, I'll do mine.
You do your thing, I'll do mine. Speaking of cleaning fish, last Saturday, I have a buddy, Doug, who I've known for a long, long time. Very, very enthusiastic hunter, angler. Was fishing on the Marshy Hope. Got into the blue catfish and has learned how to catch them. Go out and catch a couple white perch, live line white perch for blue cats. Targeting blue cats. Catching quite a number of blue cats. Nice fish. These fish are, what's that, 2 feet long? Something like that.
Minimum. They're huge.
Well, no, they're big. I mean, well, huge is 80 pounds for a blue cat.
Oh, okay.
Okay, but these fish are 5, 6, 8 pounds.
Okay. Small.
So he says, you know, I just gave a bunch of fillets away. I said, oh, okay. Well, if you ever have any spare ones, let me know. So last Saturday, after working all day on the way home, he says, calls me up, Alan, you want some cats? I said, yeah. He said, meet me at Tractor Supply. So I pull into Tractor Supply, and I'm thinking he's going to hand me a bag of fillets. Nope. Three big old catfish. at the end of the day. So I'm filleting catfish, you know. And I tried the trick on the catfish about running them under warm water and loosening their skin up. And their skin is so thick, it didn't work that well. And I'm the first one to admit it, you know.
Well, could it? And again, I'm asking because I don't know.
Yeah,
could it be a situation that because it wasn't done immediately after?
Not probably. Well, they were still alive when I got them.
Oh, okay.
You know, but again, I don't have a fish cleaning station yet either.
Oh, okay.
That's coming, but
that's hard.
But you know, when you got catfish that are 2 feet long and an 18-inch wide sink. You know, trying to clean them up and so forth. But, you know, I didn't have a board or anything to clean them on. But we got it done. And you know what? I sautéed them.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't deep fry them. And they are a very dense, thick fillet. So if you're going to sauté them, you got to sauté them for a longer time than you would for normal fish. Doug recommends chopping them in, you know, squares and breading them and deep frying them. But we didn't have that kind of time this week. But I sautéed them. My favorite sauté recipe, white wine, butter, and lemon juice. White wine, butter, lemon juice, that's all you need, salt and pepper. Maybe a little seafood seasoning, throw it in there for some flavor. And they were delicious. Absolutely delicious. They are dense, they are thick, but they're a beautiful white meat. And the fillets are so large that you can actually cut the fillet down the middle and trim off on a catfish, it's a red lateral line. So you can fillet all that off so you have no fat, none of that dark meat, fishy type flavor. So it was a wonderful white fish fillet, beautiful, very tasty, very clean fish. So, but if I'm going to do that, and target those fish and some bigger fish, I'm going to have to put together some kind of a board or something to do that with. So anyway, 410 WCBM. Where's the callers today? Where's the callers? The last part of this press release says the department further encourages all anglers to do their part by implementing voluntary conservation measures, including handling fish more carefully and reducing the number of fish they catch and later release. The department has several recommendations and resources, including new videos available online for easy reference. Okay, for the next, 15 minutes, maybe up to the break, let's just take a series of calls, one right after the other, get a piece of paper, put yes on one side, no on the other side. And in 15 minutes, we'll do a little informal, unscientific study of how many people actually use social media when it comes to fishing and hunting and to stay in contact with the Department of Natural Resources. Here we go. Start calling now, 410-922-6680. Chris will answer your call. Just say yes or no. Do you use social media as it affects your fishing and hunting? Yes or no? Social media, yes or no? 410-922-6680. Is this microphone on? Wow. I thought that would be an interesting topic. Apparently not. We'll keep moving on.
Okay. They could be in the process of loading up the boat and getting ready to go to the boat dock.
Well,
boat.
Maybe they are. You know, hey, it's going to be a holiday weekend. A lot of people on the road. So let's see what happens here. 410-922-6680 is our phone number. Yeah. Cute photos there, John B. Appreciate that. And that's done. 75 kids. Pasadena Sport Fishing, Fort Smallwood Park Fishing Derby today, 7:30 to noon. Okay. Didn't know about that before. We would have announced it, but that's okay. Keep calling, folks. We'll get it. I'm going to have some coffee, wait for the calls to come in, see what happens. I'll keep talking. while you're calling. And if you want to go on the air, you're certainly welcome to do so. But, you know, we'll be more than glad to talk to you. But Chris is monitoring those calls right now, and I'm doing some stuff here, trying to answer some emails. Oh, great. Hey, there's Tacklebox Tim. Wants to talk? Good for him. Yeah, catfish. Robin texted Chris. Yeah, catfish don't smell very good, that's for sure. Tacklebox Tim, how are you?
Good morning. I'm doing fine. How you doing?
I'm good. Hey, I put in 13 hours of windshield time yesterday from Southern Maryland, across the Bay Bridge, down through Calvert, St. Mary's, made the circle, down through Mechanicsville and back up through Solomon's Island and back up. And then once I fought through the traffic and got across the bridge at 5 o'clock last night, I drove to Dover. So when you texted me last night, I was a little toasty.
I bet you were fit. You were had enough for the day.
Yeah, my day was done at that point. So,
yep.
So what's up?
I'm just wondering, has anybody made the assumption or actually caught any blue catfish like north of the Bay Bridge? I know the snakeheads have made it up all the way to the flats, but I don't know about the blue cat.
The flatheads and the blue cats are in the Susquehanna, no question.
Okay.
Yep, they're up there.
The last year with all the rain we had, we didn't have any bait for the stripers, and the catfish took over.
That's correct.
And they're still hanging around. I flipped a little paddle tail into one of my favorite set of pilings, hoping for a rockfish a couple weeks ago, and I set the hook, and the rod started bouncing. I'm like, yep, it doesn't have stripes on it.
Yep.
You know that telltale sign of fighting a catfish.
Yeah, the head shaking, no question. Yep, I got it.
Last week, my wife and I did get out in the Middle River, and we did wind up catching a couple of bass.
Good for you.
It was a good thing, because the Bass Nation is doing a good job of trying to get the restocking done in there after that fish kill back in 2015.
Mm-hmm.
But I was looking for some snakeheads, but I didn't wind up finding any.
Yeah.
But I'll get them.
Come on down to Dorchester. You got tons of them down there. So.
I'll have to do that on the way to Ocean City in September.
That will work. That will work. Yep. So.
Well, I thought I'd just get in on your little survey question there with Chris and say good morning.
All right. Appreciate that. Thanks, Tim.
Sure. Take care.
Hey, keep up the good work designing those baits. They're absolutely beautiful. You've got that airbrush technique down, buddy.
I appreciate that. It's a lot of experiment, and I do have some things on the table that didn't turn out quite as planned, so they are the experimental baits.
Live
and learn.
Live and learn. Repaint them.
Exactly. Repaint them. Use them for a little scheme that I haven't done before and see if it turns out. Start over again.
Make them into walleye baits. Orange and chartreuse. That's all you need for them. So.
All right.
All right, buddy. Thanks.
It's Alan Black.
See you, buddy. There he goes. Stan, a truck driver. How are you, buddy?
Hi. Good morning, Mr. Allen. Well, I just heard the last ending of that conversation. That sounds interesting, making his own experimental lure.
No, he does. Yeah, he sends me pictures. They're beautiful. Misidentified a bluegill bait as a crayfish last night. Of course, I was only seeing about half after that long 6 days on the road, and I'm going to make it home tonight. But so
I'd like to get hooked up with him and see if I could get a hold of a couple of them, send them to my son, because I don't have the time. I just dropped in real quick to see what my condition was in, but I just get tired of hearing crickets. you were talking about social media.
Yeah.
And I upgraded to something that's way beyond my experience here. I couldn't even get the first 15 minutes of the show. I was multitasking, trying to punch this thing in, going, come on, dummy, you've done it before.
Uh-huh.
Oh gosh! Now
you'll get it.
I'll be able to get the podcast some Monday morning when I sit there and listen to the breakfast flakes.
Yeah, sure. So, yeah, absolutely. You'll be good.
I got tired of the crickets, so I decided to call in and yak your chain a little bit.
No, I'm glad you did. I'm glad you did. But wait a minute. Hold on. Before you go, I woke up this morning with the sundown shining in. I found my mind in a brown paper bag, and then I tripped on a cloud and fell 8 miles high. I can't remember the next line. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition was in.
6 miles out of Memphis, and I don't know where. 6 miles straight up downtown somewhere. I just dropped in to see what condition my condition.
Yeah, and who sang it?
Kenny Rogers in the first edition.
First edition, Kenny Rogers. That's right.
Yeah, and he went into some real tear jerking. He should have stayed with the psychedelics.
He had his race relations song with Reuben James. He had his Vietnam protest song with Ruby Don't Take Your Love to Town. He had his psychedelic version with Just Dropped In to See What Condition My Condition Was In.
You have got to Google that and see the video.
Oh yeah, no question.
And I got to keep slapping myself to say, women, he was a country singer. What's he doing psychedelic?
Oh, I know. Well, he started off with the new Christy Minstrels. Did you know that? Did you know that?
So it's just you, me, and him that are
that know that.
that like Hendrix said, we are experienced.
Yes, exactly. We are experienced. Yes.
All right, well, I got to get my feet out, or my head out of the clouds and my feet on the ground. These people have bass boats to fill up.
All right. Goodbye.
They're giving me such a look.
Well, keep rolling,
man. We're going to the docks.
Keep rolling. Keep rolling.
I'm going. Keep listening. We'll be listening.
All right. Stay away from that. Stay away from that E15, Stan.
Please. It'll kill an engine.
I know it. In a heartbeat. Yeah. See you, buddy.
Exactly. I got to call you off duty because I've got something you have got to try.
All right. Sounds good.
Right.
Thanks, bud.
Thanks.
See ya.
Thanks, Mr. Allen. Bye-bye.
Yep. Bye-bye. Hey, Glenn in Chestertown. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah, how you doing?
I'm good. What's going on?
Well, not too much, except the temperature up in the humidity.
Yeah.
And, yeah, I called in wrong. So I don't use any social media for anything.
No, just telephone, right?
Yep.
Yep, you're right. No question. So... Yeah, you're staying warm though, right? You got enough heat over there in Chesterfield.
Got the heat.
Yeah. All right, I got it. So, well, no turkey hunting right now. Are you doing any fishing, Glenn?
No, I haven't got around to that yet for some reason. But
yeah, you got to do that. So,
yep.
Get out there and go. So, yep. So, anything else, buddy?
Guess not. I don't know. I'm not going to boss iron on the kitchen all the time.
No, I appreciate that. I appreciate you listening and telling your friends to listen. I sure appreciate it. So.
Yeah. All right.
All right, buddy. Take care. Thanks for checking in.
Yeah.
Bye-bye. There he goes. So. John B., whatever happened to nailing a catfish to a tree in the backyard and using a pair of electrical side cutter pliers and skinning them? Nothing. Still works just as fine as it did then. Never had any fish cleaning station. Weren't as well off as those people that lived down on the Eastern Shore. It's a funny guy. Funny guy. So, yeah, if I took a catfish out and nailed it to a tree in the backyard, my hide would be up there next. So, Robin did comment that they didn't make the kitchen smell that well. So, but, yeah, it was good. It was good. So... But I like the catfish, Doug. Keep them coming. Appreciate it. So here's a story I found on Fox News the other day. A combination of cocaine and toxic pufferfish liver sent a Florida man to the emergency room, according to a new case report. The liver from a pufferfish, also known as fugu, is considered a delicacy in Japan, but eating it is risky. As the fish's liver contains a high concentration of a deadly poison known as tetrodotoxin. I don't know if I said it right or not, but for short, it's called TTX, which causes paralysis if ingested. Puffer fish is something that you just don't want to go catch and eat, said Dr. Zane Horowitz, medical director at Oregon Poison Center at Oregon Health Science University, who was not involved with the man's case. There are chefs in Japan who go through years of training on how to properly prepare this so that they don't kill their customers. So, here's what happened. This guy with high blood pressure, possibly from cocaine use and chronic kidney disease, he came to the ER. The man was not in good shape. He was throwing up. He had weakness and difficulty speaking. And he said he had stomach pain, tearing chest pain, and numb legs. The man's grandmother, who had also nibbled on the puffer fish, came with him to the hospital, but because her fugu portion had been smaller, she had fewer symptoms, dizziness and leg weakness. Healthcare workers immediately gave the man medication to lower his high blood pressure and intubated him so that he would be able to breathe if the TTX paralyzed his breathing muscles. In case he had botulism, they also gave him botulin antitoxin. The doctors reported the man has received medication that has been shown to help other people who had eaten bad fugu. However, his recovery wasn't straightforward. While in intensive care, the patient developed pneumonia and his kidney problems flared, requiring him to go to dialysis. Eventually, the patient's respiratory failure resolved. However, the renal kidney function did not recover, and the patient remains dialysis dependent. The doctors that wrote the case reports the patient's grandmother endured much more benign clinical course and did not require the ICU management. The message in case the report from the case report is clear: don't eat puffer fish. Makes sense to me. Now that's a little different than our blowfish we catch in Delaware Bay and occasionally in Chesapeake Bay. This is a puffer fish caught in Florida. So doctor said he had a few questions about the patient's situation. The case report doesn't say how the man acquired the puffer fish. There are means of obtaining it, such as underground markets and fishing in Florida. No kidding. If the man still had the fish, state health department could have tested it for TTX. But the fish was long gone. Doctors could have tested the man. A definite diagnosis is important. It's unclear why the doctor suspected botulism. The man's symptoms didn't match those of botulism. I think that was probably CYA. The man's kidney dialysis wasn't caused by the TTX or the suspected botulism. Rather, the culprit was probably the cocaine, which caused the blood pressure to spike. So, here's the takeaway from this as I see it. If you catch a fish and you don't know what it is or how to prepare it, or maybe you think that the trying an experiment with the chemical that might induce some type of effect to your body, like a pufferfish liver, you know, maybe that gets you high. Well, and you're already high. Probably not a good idea.
Probably had a bad case of the munchies. No, I read, what was it?
Oh. Does cocaine give you the munchies?
I have no idea.
I don't know.
But Japan, yeah, pufferfish is a delicacy, and I think the guys that prepare it have to, number one, if you're going to eat it, you have to sign a release, and number two, I think the gentlemen that prepare it have gone through like extensive classes in order to do that, because it's like if they poke something, then obviously, and they're not aware of it, then the meat is tainted and it could cause some problems, like you just mentioned. But apparently, yeah, it's according to what I saw, I think it was like National Geographic or something like that, that it's a real tender fish.
Puffer fish?
Just dangerous, yeah.
Yeah. Well, I've caught and eaten blowfish out of Delaware Bay. I caught them when I was a kid and, you know, threw them back, but they call them chicken of the sea because when you skin a blowfish,
mm-hmm,
it looks like a drumstick.
Oh, okay.
Okay. But you don't eat the liver. Okay. You just clean everything up. You could take the head and skin it, and you got a skinless chicken wing. Okay. Delicious. Absolutely delicious. But there's no liver there. There's no nothing that can you know, contain a toxin or anything like that. So, but I like blowfish. Good. You get a load of blowfish. You get some scup or oh, what do they call them? I'll think about it in a minute. But you get some of those smaller fish, and you flame them up. And you mix in like a mixed bag of fish, you know, from Delaware Bay. They're good. I mean, everything's good.
So. I was gonna say, it sounds good. Just, you know, put them all in a pot, saute them with your favorite ingredients, and then put that over a nice bed of rice. Ooh.
There you go. Yeah, I'm not a rice eater anymore or potatoes. I love them both, but I can't have them. I try to be very good at, you know, at not porgy. Scup. The other name for scup is porgy.
Okay.
Yeah. A delicious fish. But anyway, yeah, I'm not a, but I understand what you mean. Now maybe over a bed of spinach or, you know, something like that. Maybe a little pasta.
Little pasta. Okay. Or, yeah, lightly wilted spinach.
Orzo.
Garlic.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Or some oil. Some blanched asparagus. And, you know, sounds good to me. That'd be a side dish, I think. But
yeah.
Asparagus, butter, salt, and pepper. Hey, we're going to take a break. What were the results of our little informal survey? I don't know. I didn't see that many calls come in.
No, we didn't. What I got was yes, people that use social media for phishing reports and so forth. I got 6 yes.
Okay.
And 2 no.
Ooh, more than I thought. Maybe we'll do it again next hour when there's more people listening.
Mm-hmm.
So 6 yes and 2 no. Well, okay. That's cool. I mean, you know, there's no question. There's no question. Social media is out there. It's effective, and people use it, and that type of thing. But you know, am I gonna? If I've got a charter boat trip planned for a month or 2 months, am I gonna cancel my trip because I see a red alert, or am I gonna trust the captain to know where the fish are? Not that I want to cause any detriment to striped bass population at all. And I will say this, people who focus on fish when it is that, on chumming when it is that hot, and don't release them the way they should be, and I've seen it, you know, you gotta take them, rip the hook out, throw them back over. That's the culprit. The fish are their own worst enemies. They like to eat, you know, but, you know, they gotta be 19 inches. So do something like target a little bigger class of fish. Use a bigger bait. You know, do something that you may not catch as many fish, but the fish you catch may be quality. And if you're on nothing but 14 to 16 inch fish, move. Pretty simple.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you want to catch small fish, go out in the fall, catch them on the surface, you know, when they're breaking, when the water temperature's down, or wait till, you know, October to go and chum for rockfish. You get better quality fish anyway. Best chumming trip I ever had was in November. It was cold, man.
I was going to say.
It was cold. We're out cold? On the bay. Oh, but my gosh, the fish were beautiful fish. Big fat footballs.
Mm-hmm.
You know, ocean run fish. They were fat. They had gill lice and everything else. So, hey, let's talk about Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, just off Beltway exit number 9. That phone number there is 410-242-6108. If you're going fishing or you're going crabbing, I'll tell you what. Live bait, frozen bait, crabbing bait, crab traps, crab pots, trot line, crab nets, string and, you know, hooks or whatever you call them, the safety pins for hand lines, whatever you want to use. They've got all that stuff. If you want to go for striped bass, they've got all that stuff. If you want to, you know, the jigging stuff, the, you know, the shads and shad bodies and all that stuff for throwing at the Bay Bridge, you can do that. And if you want to use, if you want to go bass fishing, they've got all types of tackle for bass fishing, and they have a great selection of rods and reels, too. Rod and reel repair, line replacement, they'll do all that. Anything geared towards fishing or crabbing It's Clyde's Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne. That's just off Beltway Exit 9, 410-242-6108. Don't forget to give them a call.
Boy, it is hot and humid. Could see a couple of stray thunderstorms with the weather this warm. We're talking 96 degrees this afternoon in town and knocking on the door of some records leading up to the holiday with mid and upper 90s records right around the triple digits this time of late June. Last weekend of June, and it feels like the heart of summer with mid-70s for low temps tonight and low 90s and mid-90s again on Sunday, mid-90s leading up to the holiday. I'm meteorologist Scott Laurie, more from the Weather Channel for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
This is Alan Ellis for Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex spray-on bedliners. Linex spray-on bedliners are rated number one and carry a nationwide lifetime warranty. A Linex spray-on bedliner completely seals out water, meaning no rust in your bed. Your tools, your tackle, crabbing, and hunting gear can't hurt it. Choose the Linex Premium or the Linex Extra. Both look great. Bay Linex and Catonsville Linex now offer truck gear, the toughest accessories for your truck. Step bars, tonneau covers, floor liners, grill guards, you get it. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie and Catonsville Linex provide the best protection for your truck. Protect your investment, your pickup truck, like I did with a Linex bed liner and truck gear accessories. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located at 201 Wholesome Way in Glen Burnie. 410-789-0199. 410-789-0199. Catonsville Linex. New location, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Just off Security Boulevard across from Coons Ford. 410-455-0800. 410-455-0800. Linex.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery? Any battery you need. With 10 locations in Central Maryland, there's a Battery Warehouse convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Cockeysville, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville, and Woodlawn. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.